AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds outside the Kabul airport today in Afghanistan. At least 60 Afghans and 12 U.S. troops were killed. General Kenneth McKenzie with the U.S. Central Command says it looks like the work of the Islamic State group.
If we can find who's associated with this, we will go after them. We've been clear all along that we're going to retain the right to operate against ISIS in Afghanistan. And we are working very hard right now to determine attribution, to determine who is associated with this cowardly attack, and we're prepared to take action against them. 24/7, we are looking for them.
McKenzie says they are expecting more.
Right now, our focus is actually going forward, ensuring that another attack of this nature does not occur, because as you know, typically the pattern is multiple attacks. And we want to be prepared and be ready to defend against that.
McKenzie says the evacuation operation continues at the Kabul airport. In Kankakee, Illinois, two people were shot and killed outside a local courthouse. Chief Robin Passwater says arrests were made.
The two suspects that we have in custody have been taken down to the Kankakee County Sheriff's Office. Our investigators at our police department are working with all the witnesses. Multiple firearms were recovered at the scene, including one long gun.
The local sheriff says the shooting happened between the courthouse and the county jail. The U.S. is projected to reach 100,000 more coronavirus deaths by December 1st. That's the prediction from the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. An AP analysis shows the rate of new cases is slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Capitol police officers who were attacked and beaten during the Capitol riot in January are suing former President Donald Trump, his allies, and members of far-right extremist groups. The suit accuses them of intentionally sending a violent mob to disrupt the congressional certification of Joe Biden as president. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 192 points. This is AP News. A community board is calling on the operators of the Hudson Yards development in New York to install barriers at the Vessel Sculpture or close its walkways to the public permanently. A 14-year-old boy killed himself while visiting the structure with his family by jumping from the eighth level. Manhattan Community Board member Lowell Kern says either raise the barriers on the vessel or close it.
Care which option related takes. If they want the vessel to remain the centerpiece of Hudson Yards, that's their choice. It's private property. But if it's going to remain open, the barriers must be raised.
This was the fourth suicide of the vessel since it opened 2.5 years ago. The sculpture is very popular with visitors. Tim Cusack is a visitor from Michigan.
Aesthetically, I think it's really cool. I think it could be really fun to keep it open. And maybe there's some other way to prevent people from killing themselves from it.
The sculpture in New York is closed while the company continues to evaluate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.